Getting the news that nothing was going to happen to you, everything cleared, was it a relief?
Definitely a relief, man. Just glad I can put it behind me and move on to the season and worry about what I really need to be worried about.
Did it weigh on you at all last year, wondering if you were going to get suspended and affect you?
Last year I was excited just to be able to run around, man, and not miss any action because of it. So that was really on my mind last year, just how I'm going to shake back, how my body is going to react to it. You know, it reacted pretty good.
Akeem, will the experience you've had change your relationship with how you handle guns and that sort of thing in private life?
I think it will, man. It definitely has so far, man. So I got to do some little safety things, man, here and there, but it definitely will.
You played, I thought, your best football last year. Can you continue to get better, and how do you deal with maybe that back issue that surfaced last year?
Just work.
In front of you.
Yeah, this the time where you deal with them back issues. You couple months, 8 months removed from the gunshot wound, so this the time to heal all that stuff up, man, heal everything, get healthy, and this how you deal with it, man, instead of sitting on that couch. Wake up every morning and go do something productive.
Now that it's over and the lawyer came out with a letter, can you tell us exactly or something specific on what happened?
Now you call me, I tell you, man. I tell you personally. We ain't gonna sit down eating lunch, I tell you for sure. You can break it.
Is there a different vibe out here just with the
It is. I feel like our urgency is there, man. In all honesty, I don't think our urgency was there last year. We was kind of in recovery mode the whole offseason. And our urgency is there. I think that's where it starts, man. We're going to work. It's just about how urgent we are, you know. So I feel like the urgency is definitely there.
How have things changed with Joe moving up to coordinator and some new coaches?
It's still a real Joe Woods-like feeling in our room, man, with Mark Robb and Johnny Lynn. It's kind of similar. It's a lot similar, matter of fact. So a few new things, man, but it's pretty similar.
What did it mean for you and Chris to both get the All-Pro
nod? It was huge, man. We talked about it before the season. We talked about it during the season. And, of course, we talked about it after the season. But it was a goal that both of us had going into the year. And it's always great when you can accomplish a goal.
They showed the video from your draft day from
08. Yeah.
What was your reaction kind of looking back on that?
Yeah, I do. I remember it like it was yesterday, man. It was one of the best feelings in the world. I had all the people, most of the people who really loved me at my house. They got all the people who believed in me all my life. They was actually there to experience it with me, you know. It was nerve-wracking, but it was fun at the same time, man. You know, I'm a lighthearted guy, so I kind of kept it fun. You know, a couple of them GMs said they was going to pick me. They ain't picked me, you know, so Groove was a man of his word. He said if I get there at number 20, he was going to pick me. As soon as 20 came, I seen an 813 area code. So it was a great day.
I saw some of your teammates were goofing on you about the pants that you were wearing.
Yeah, that was a style. I mean, if you go back to back in the day, them was crown holder jeans, you know. So crown holder was fully in. Crown holder, Coogi, that was all in then. So I was in fashion then, you know what I'm saying? Them guys young, though. They don't really know.
You were 20. Do you have advice on who they might take? Have you looked at the draft at all? Where you could...
Oh, yeah. I love this time of year, man. The free agency frenzy, the draft, you know. Get to watch LeBron drag people, you know. Watch Kansas drag people on the court. I love this offseason time, so I'm in tune with what we're doing, you know. So I don't know who we're going to pick, but I definitely know who I like.
What do you think?
It was a lot of questions right there. I ain't...
Who do you like?
Guys who could do multiple things. That's what I like.
Guys whose fathers used to play.
A lot of corners in this class too. You got any guys you like out of that
class? I really like Adore Jackson. I think he got from SC. I think he's going to be the one out this class, man. He just has that it factor, man. Anytime you leave college scoring that many touchdowns, you know, doing that many things, man, it's you a hell of a football player.
What do you think?
Time for a few more guys.
Domitopeko and Zach Kerr can do to help.
Can you say it again?
Domitopeko and Zach Kerr. What do you think of how they can help you?
Oh man, they size in there, man. I feel like we was kind of light inside last year. We had guys playing good football, but you got 600 pounds pitching on 285 pounds. You know, it's different when a guy come in and he's 330 pounds in there. You know, so that size, man, just that size, that beef in there is going to help us out a lot.
Do
Vance said he'd like some more juice on offense. Would you like to volunteer your services to add juice on offense?
Oh, my juice on offense days are gone, man. I got juice. When I get the ball in my hand, that's the most juice you're going to see from me. So hopefully I'll score.
With Ware retiring, do you feel pressure to step up even more as a leader?
I don't feel pressure, but I feel like it's my job. You know, D. Ware was one of our main leaders in his locker room. He's gone, so I won't say pressure, but it's definitely my job, man. That's my role. I take on that role anyway.
All right. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks guys. Thanks, Keith.